self-compassion practice, take a moment to check in with yourself, feeling the body and the breath. Allowing the breath to be natural. Softening the area around the eyes. Lowering the gaze. Drawing the awareness inward. And closing the eyes if that feels comfortable. And placing one or both hands on the heart. Feeling the flow of the breath as it makes its way in and out of the body. What are some of the personal struggles that you're facing right now? Choosing something that you can work with, nothing that's overwhelming. It could be the stress that's happening in your life. It could be self-doubt. Or it could be someone in your life that's struggling or going through a hard time. Your own fears. Being alone. Just getting a sense of your own personal challenge at this time. And getting a felt sense of where you feel this in the body. Where do you experience that in the body? And then bringing a moment of mindfulness to it, just noticing the sensations in the body. Is it tight? Or burning? Or constricted? And perhaps numbness? Whatever it might be, without judgment, with compassion. And just noticing the sensations. And then bringing awareness, the common humanity, that globally we're all feeling challenge in our own personal way. And just feeling that common humanity and the challenges that we're facing, just like you. We all face challenges in our lives. And imagining others that may be experiencing the struggle as well as you. Bringing your presence there. You're not alone. We're not alone. And if it feels right and you haven't already, to place one or both hands on the heart. Or a place in the body that you feel this challenge, this struggle. and just bringing a very kind, compassionate hand to the struggle. And perhaps if there's some kind, compassionate words you can bring, like, "Hey, I'm here for you. And yeah, it's really hard. It's really tough. And I'm with you." And through your intention of compassion and the touch of the loving hand, just bringing some self-kindness to that struggle. And if it feels right, you can even check in with that part of yourself that's struggling and ask, "What do you need? What does it need? Maybe does it need a little bit more of something? Does it need a little bit less? And just listening inside to what emerges. And letting go of the intentionality of the practice. Just taking a quiet moment, noticing what comes up. And then, as you're ready, bringing yourself back into the room. Lifting your gaze and opening your eyes if they were closed. Reconnecting with the room and the space that you're in. And just staying connected inwardly as well. And I'll share with you a poem by Mary Oliver, "When I Am Among the Trees." When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I'm so distant from the hope of myself in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches, and they call again. "It's simple," they say, "and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine." And we'll close our practice today with the sound of the bells.